there's a lot of people listed in the Bible. I am sometimes amazed at thinking, could you imagine doing something or being part of an event in history that really happened where the inspired writers included you for time and eternity for something that you did, something you didn't do, whatever, to be in the Bible? Moses takes up many pages. The Apostle Paul takes up many pages. Peter, many pages. But there's a man named Malchus. Only mentioned a few times. But his effects are still with us today. The sad thing about Malchus, his ear is mentioned more than he is. But he's mentioned. And I would like for us to look. We know the story. Malchus was a man that had his ear cut off and healed. It wasn't cut off by Jesus, but it was healed by Jesus. Yeah. Happened long ago, but the effects are still with us today. And I'd like for us to have a lesson about Malchus and his ear. Jesus, the night that this occurred, the night that he would be arrested, and I despise the word trial that he went through, because it wasn't a legal trial. It was a kangaroo court. It was a setup. That event in and of itself is worth a separate lesson. Jesus' so-called trial that he went through. But he had a very, very busy evening at the end of a very busy day. But this night, before he would be arrested and be put on trial, he would meet with his disciples. He would meet with the disciples that we called apostles. And one of the things he did was, we have the event of him washing Peter's feet. And we've even had lessons on that specific event. He also instituted at this gathering the Lord's Supper. Daryl just took us through our minds the importance of the Lord's Supper. This was the first. They were celebrating the Passover meal, and during this meal, Jesus instituted what we call the Lord's Supper, or communion. Amen. That we just celebrated each and every first day of the week. Not once a quarter, not when we get around to it, not if you want to, each and every first day of the week. Amen. He always took each and every opportunity to take time to teach. In every sense, whether he's healing somebody, whether he's healing a blind man, whether he's talking with dear friends, whether he's out with the apostles on a fishing boat, he takes time to teach and encourage them. And he took that time to do this that night. As they leave the supper, minutes before being arrested, hour or so before being arrested, I know me. I would be concerned, how am I going to be getting out of Jerusalem? How am I going to get out of Dodge? Peter, go, you know, get your boat. We got to sail away from here. You know, John, go find me a fast horse and a chariot. Jesus takes extra time to pray. We've had lessons on those prayers. How he prayed for them, for their strength. And of course, for himself. But everything, as with everything Jesus did, it was always, your will, Father, be done. Amen. Not mine, but yours. Moments after this prayer, the crowd would come, being led by Judas, who had betrayed Jesus, to arrest him. One of the most detailed accounts is found in the book of Matthew, and I'd like for us to read this account in Matthew 26, starting in verse 47. It says, "And while he was still speaking, talking to the apostles, behold, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude, with swords and clubs, came from the chief priest and elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, 'Whomever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him.' Immediately he went up to Jesus and said, 'Greetings, Rabbi,' and kissed him. But Jesus said to him, 'Friend, why have you come?' Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And suddenly, one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword, struck the servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. But Jesus said to him, 'Put your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword.' Yes, or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then could the scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen thus?" This is one of the most detailed accounts of this event. It is also recorded in Luke 22. Luke 22, starting in verse 50, says, "And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. But Jesus answered and said, 'Permit even this,' and he touched his ear and healed him." In all that chaos, I would think this is a good time to exit stage left. While they're all, you know, fumbling around with this and the screaming and the hollering, because you know that hurt. I don't even like paper cuts. Getting an ear cut off couldn't have felt well. There's probably a lot of things that felt better than that. Our scripture reading that Preston read this morning was taken from John 18, verse 10, and it says, we see some details here. It's one verse, but gives us a little bit more pieces of the puzzle. We know the who and the players involved. Says, "Then Simon Peter, having a sword," not just a nameless face.
Yes, sir.
"Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. We're talking details. This is not a mythological story. This is not, you know, one of Aesop's fables. This is a true event, real live people involved. Amen. I've thought about this a lot. Cutting off an ear. Peter probably didn't say, okay, young man, stand there. I'm just going to surgically do this. He was probably going to split the man's skull. And in the jerk, he caught the ear by mistake. He didn't go to... Either that or he was going to lop his head off and he's, you know, I don't know. But we see the people involved. In John 18, 26, a little bit later, when Jesus was taken away, Peter and John followed and they got into the courtyard. And it says, one of the servants of the high priest, one of the others, a relative of him whose ear Peter cut off, said, did I not see you in the garden with him? So this other servant was there too. And as they're warming themselves by the fire and the flickering light, I've seen you someplace. It was just a few minutes ago. Didn't I see you in the garden? And of course, Peter's starting to backpedal already. And here will be one of his denials. Oh, no, not me. Wasn't me. The word is already getting around. This is not a common event. Cutting off somebody's ear and it being healed immediately is not just, oh, it's just another Thursday evening. The word's already getting around. I want us to look at who was there. Obviously, Jesus was there. Malchus was there. Peter and the apostles were there. And then there was the crowd. The soldiers, the people with swords, clubs, the torches, another one of the servants was there. I want us to look at some of the people that were for sure, by scripture, there at this event. Jesus was there. His main focus in everything he did was to carry out God's will. He stayed, he was compassionate to the bitter end. He was even compassionate hours later on the cross. But now, before the beatings, before the scourgings and mockings, he's still compassionate. He didn't take this opportunity in the chaos and confusion to try to make a run for it. You guys hold them off. I'll get out of here. Which they would have probably happily tried. Mm-hmm. But Jesus didn't do that. In all this confusion, he takes the time to bend over, pick up the ear, and put it back on. Restore that man the way he was. He even used this as an opportunity to teach his followers. Yes. It's not about me. It's about God. Amen. It's about fulfilling the scriptures. Allow that to happen. Mm-hmm. How many times did he, when Peter makes the great confession And then he's, you know, and then just moments later, Jesus tells him, "Get behind me, Satan. You're getting in my way." Here's another, "Peter, you can't do this." You had Malchus. What an event. This is an event you remember the rest of your life. This is not one of those, "Oh yeah, somebody bring it up. And, yeah, that, man, that happened long ago. I nearly forgot." You don't forget about this. You don't forget about getting your ear cut off and a man healing it. And you still hear perfect. What a wonderful experience that not a lot of people get to see. Yet Peter and the apostles, yet another miracle witnessed by them. In the 3 years of Jesus' ministry, they got to see him heal the sick, heal the lame, the blind, walk on water, turn water to wine, and yet, here's another miracle. The restoring of a man's cut off part of his body. Another lesson to be learned. Peter, just hours so earlier, had promised, "I will die for you, Jesus." Right. He had a sword. He demonstrated he was willing to fight for Jesus. Mm-hmm. He demonstrated that.
Yeah.
We don't know what we will do in situations until we're in. It's easy to maybe say, "Oh, I'd do this or I'd do that." Mm-hmm. I like to think I would be willing to die for Christ.
Yeah.
So was Peter. The key is, would he live for him?
Amen.
And we see the rest of Peter's life, he did.
Yeah.
He will grow. We were talking about growth and things in your past life hindering you. Peter got beyond it. We look at Peter in the Gospels and Peter in 1st and 2nd Peter.
Yeah.
Two totally different men.
Yes, sir.
Same individual. Two totally different men. Two totally different Christians. Mm-hmm. We see a man that would grow and mature. And not only was Peter willing to fight for Jesus, he would, from our study of other parts of the Bible, he would go on to live for Jesus.
Amen.
There was the crowd, the crowd that Malchus was in, the crowd that came to do harm to Jesus. There was no other intent. They were being told to go arrest this man who had done nothing. They brought clubs. They brought swords in case they needed them. What an event for them to have witnessed. They witnessed it, but did they? We don't have evidence, really, or at least that I have found, either way. We don't have proof that they did or didn't turn and become Christians. Seems like with Malchus, if that happened to me, I'd be the first in line. I want to follow this guy. I'm joining this side, not you guys. But we don't have, maybe he did later. We don't have record of it. There's very few scriptures about Malchus. Like I said, his ears mentioned more than he is. But what an event to have witnessed, but yet it didn't soak in. Seems like they would have all. Obviously, they still took Jesus away. So it must have not soaked in what he had just done. In Matthew 11, verse 15, Jesus said as he was teaching in the synagogue, he said, "He who has ears," no pun on what we've been talking about, "he who has ears to hear, let him hear." Not just the words, take it in. Learn from it. In Luke 10, Jesus said, "He who hears you, hears me. He who rejects you, rejects me. And he who rejects me, rejects him who sent me." Not everybody is going to hear and affect them. Here was a crowd of people that witnessed a wonderful event. But it seems like I don't understand how they could have not just flocked over to Jesus' side. But they didn't. They saw it, but they didn't see it. They heard, they witnessed it, but they didn't. Luke 16, 31. "But he said to him," and Jesus is talking here, giving a teaching to them. He says, "But he said to them, him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through the one rise from the dead." And you apply that to this event that just happened. Even though they witness a healing, putting an ear back on, if they're not going to believe that, they're not going to be persuaded if one rises from the dead. And in just 3 days from this event, that's going to happen. And many of them still didn't follow. That's one of those V8 moments for me. Those old V8 commercials. You know, I could have had a V8. That's okay, you hear about an ear. The people are looking at Malchus. There's not even a scar, probably. Probably not even a scar. And that's hearsay. But when one rises from the dead, that didn't even do it for some. Malchus and his ear takes up very few verses in the Bible. Still remembered today, was inspired by the Word of God to be recorded. There's a lot of lessons about his ear that we can learn today, that we can take with us. We always, the lesson's yours. You do with Malchus's ear what you feel you need to do with Malchus's ear. The lesson application for you might be different than somebody else. A lot of different lessons there. We never like to leave a worship without offering an invitation. The invitation is always open.
Yes.
Always. If you need to put your Lord on in baptism, if you've been studying and realize that to be saved, you need to be baptized, we can accommodate you. If you are a baptized believer and you're struggling with sin and you need to repent, don't wait any longer. God overlooked times of ignorance, but now calls all men everywhere to repent. If you need prayers of the congregation, your brothers and sisters will be more than happy to go to God, God the Creator, on your behalf, with and for you. If you're looking for a church home, if you've been going to some of the congregations of the Lord's church looking for a nice fit and are considering us, we would love to have you. We've added a number of families the last few months. We would encourage you. Whatever your need, if we can be of service to you, please come forward while we stand and Don leads us in the invitation. Let's stand and sing.